Yes. Yes. Welcome to a new episode of the Ed Die Podcast.
With your host, Brandon, and your...
I will end you. I will pull my hands around your throat and squeeze till air is no longer coming in or going out.
Lotion man, take me to the land.
So you have a new song, Lotion Man. Now it's supposed to go, it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. Put the fucking lotion in the basket, bitch. So today we're going to be talking about, and it's an interesting topic, 3D scanning haunted objects. But before we get to that, we're going to hit some news. This is episode 69. We're coming close to the end of the year here. Woohoo! Yeah. 69. Explain to the people what that means. Or not.
Tekashi 69.
Or not. Or don't say nothing. Just plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
All right, so it's episode 69. Like I said, we're coming up to the end of the year. Thanksgiving just passed. The Christmas holiday and the Chanukah and everything is all coming on the way. So we will get into that and into horror topics about that, but not just yet. And, of course, we have our Patreon, so feel free. If you guys enjoy what we're doing and you want to support us and keep us going, it's patreon.com/isediedead. Always hit us up on our social media. I was going to say social Instagrams. On our social media, the podcast.
Don't
directly.
Forget to go follow us on TikTok.
TikTok? Yeah, I'm kidding, you can. Kidding, you can find me on TikTok.
Don't.
Hey, you never know. Don't. That could be a gateway. It's a gateway app.
Don't.
But like I said, the podcast is Edi Podcast on Twitter. At Facebook, if you want to hit me directly, just get Is Edi Dead on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instamagrams, and Tumblr.
On the face of my book.
Insta my butt, yeah. So, hitting up some news before we get right to the main topic, like we always do. You heard of that show, it's on Netflix, right? It's a reboot of the show Sabrina the Teen Witch.
Yeah, The Adventures of Sabrina.
Okay, well... You ever heard of the Satanic Temple?
Mm-mm.
It's a real temple. And I forgot where it is already. Oh, my God. I think it's out in California. Well, anyway, have you watched any of the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
No, just the whole show so far.
Okay. So you seen that big-ass statue of what looks like...
Satan?
Yes. The people from the Satanic Temple aren't happy about that.
Why?
Well, earlier this month, the Satanic Temple filed a $50 million lawsuit against Warner Brothers / Netflix over the use of their Dark Lord in the show, Chilling Adventures.
See, bitch, no.
Well, because what it is, because in the show at the Academy of Unseen Arts, mm-hmm. there's a giant statue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that statue looks exactly like their actual statue at their temple of the Baphomet statue.
Well, nigga, that's your fault.
Not their fault. Well, who's... No, it's their statue. It's like you make a statue of your... let's break it down easily. You make a statue of your Jesus.
Okay.
And then somebody decides to make a TV show about evil witches, and their leader is an exact copy of your special Jesus statue. And you could be annoyed? Give me some of that. Hey, that's copyrighted. That's my statue.
No, I'm good. Here you go. You can have the statue.
Well, $50 million is what they're asking for. Damn, I don't even know if the statue is worth that much. Well, their issue was that the TV show misappropriated their imagery, is using it to represent evil deeds and reflect the wrong values for the Satanic Temple. You making us look bad. That's basically what they're saying to Sabrina and Netflix. Y'all making us look bad is what they're saying.
I have a lot to say to that, but I'm just going to hush.
I think we're probably safer that way. According to the Hollywood Reporter, they resolved the issue in a settlement.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically, Satanic Temple's attorney, Stuart DeHaan, said that DeHaan. He said that the unique elements of the Satanic Temple's Baphomet statue will be acknowledged in the credits of the episodes. So they're just going to add, hey, yeah, our statue looks like their statue, basically. And for doing that, they don't got to dish out no $50 million. Let's give them a round of applause. All right. Keeping in with Hollywood, third Annabelle movie has, it's officially got a story synopsis. Do you know what that means?
No.
You don't. Basically, they have a story. Mm-hmm. It's not just, hey, let's make another movie. Like, they actually have a story. The film is going to be directed by Gary Doberman and is based off the idea that him and James Wan wrote together. Mm-hmm. And the movie's going to star McKenna Grace, Madison Eiselman, Katie Sarif, and Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga as the Warrens. You sound so excited. With a July 3rd release date from Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. All right, now, this is what they have. This is their official synopsis, and I got to go into the official quote voice. You ready? Determined to keep Annabelle from wreaking more havoc, demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren bring the possessed doll to the locked artifact room in their home, placing her safely behind sacred glass and enlisting a priest's holy blessing, but an unholy night of horror awaits as Annabelle awakens the evil spirits in the room who all set their sights on a new target, the Warren's 10-year-old daughter, Judy, and her friends.
Sounds nice.
But you see how in this one, Annabelle's not the main bad guy, I guess? They said she awakens the other spirits because this is the Warren's...
She's stuck, basically.
Yeah, what's that?
Annabelle's basically stuck.
She's stuck, but she's in that room with all the other haunted stuff, so she starts some shit.
She's going, ew, that bitch over there said you look like an ugly ass motherfucker.
I don't know if those would be her words, but kind of the same thing. Words. That's how, I didn't realize she spoke like that.
Bitch, you don't know what she speaks like. Is it even a she?
Well, we do refer to her as Annabelle, I guess. Yeah, why not? Keep it feminine. So there was a movie that came out. There was a retro horror styled movie called The Barn.
It's okay, Annie.
I know. Words are not my friends. So anyway, it's a recent movie, but it took place in 1989, where two teens basically found themselves being stalked by the Boogeyman, Hollow Jack, and the Candy Corn Scarecrow.
Okay.
Anyway, the creators are running an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds to make a sequel.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Now, here's a cool part. The perks listed if you join the Indiegogo campaign include a box set that will include the Blu-ray, DVD, and CD soundtrack.
And VHS.
There is going to be a VHS, signed audio cassette, not a VHS tape, an audio cassette of the soundtrack. One of the cool things is you can actually, if you put enough into it, you can actually get one of the props that we used on screen, like one of the dead arms or something.
Mm.
And for a cool $500, you can even be in the movie and get killed by one of the bad guys.
Ooh.
Funny, though, because how I said Annabelle has a synopsis. This one has no official synopsis as of just yet. But some points that the writer-director, Justin M. Seaman, provided... He said the surviving cast, the people that didn't get killed off in the first one, will be returning. And that includes Ari Lehman and Linnea Quigley. Do you know
and who? And that one kid.
Do you know who Linnea Quigley is?
No.
Oh, she was in that movie, Brains.
The fuck?
She's the pale bitch that comes out with the red hair and, you know, tonight we'll make
love. I've never watched that movie.
All right, so we're going to watch that after this.
Nope.
It will, of course, be a Halloween film. And this time around, they might actually put zombies to some sort of degree. And since the last movie took place in 89, this one will be taking place in the early 90s. Anyway, if you guys want, I'm going to put a link to the YouTube so you can see the original trailer for the original movie. And I'll be putting a link for their Indiegogo.
And so our Patreon.
There's always going to be the link for the Patreon.
I'm a sellout, but I have to do what I have to do.
Now, before we go on to the main bit of news, guess what? We get to use the hashtag Ghost Tours again. I'll tell you, we need to get a TV show. TLC... Destination America, somebody give us a show. Ghost Horrors.
Ghost.
Ed, Dye, and Brandon go to abandoned houses and talk to the ghost whores or ghost hookers, whatever you want. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay. In San Angelo, I want to say San Antonio, in San Angelo, Texas, there's a place called Miss Hattie's Bordello Museum. Do you know what a bordello is?
Fuck no.
It's another fancy word for whore house. It's where them whores live. It's a whore house. But it's exactly what it says. A whore house museum. And it's a haunted one, too. The original bordello. Should I say, keep saying the word bordello or just keep calling it a whore house?
Just say bordello so nobody gets offended.
Okay. So the original bordello was closed down by famous Texas Ranger back in the... 1950s. However, the bordello reopened its doors as a museum 20 years later. That's roughly what, the 70s. Mm-hmm. Since its opening, people have reported figures appearing in the mirrors, orbs.
You want to see my ghost?
See my ghost nipples? Unexplained footsteps. I would have thought you would have been seeing like ghosts, unexplained footsteps. I thought you'd be hearing like ghost sex sounds. Like, ah, daddy, you're so big. No comment. He don't even know what to say. There are multiple reports of objects going missing.
No fool.
I guess the hooker's like, hey, ain't nobody pay me. I'm taking the motherfucker's wallet. But this is, funny thing is, this is a pain in the ass because the place is on the second floor. Mm-hmm. You know what's on the first floor?
What?
Downstairs in the museum is a freaking jewelry store and some of their shit goes missing. So you got hookers like, oh, that's a nice ass necklace. I'm going to take this. All right, go fuck yourself. Boo. You got ghost whores.
Poor jewelry hooner.
They're freaking ghost whore done stole my rings. You got ghost hookers, ghost whores, and ghost thieves. Where else but at Miss Hattie's Bordello Museum. Come on down. Oh, my God. And the best part. Well, not the best part just yet, but there have been investigations done, right? Mm-hmm. But all the investigations don't actually end up getting any proof, no evidence. So these bitches are smart. They're on top of their game.
Or maybe they're just someone going around stealing the stuff and acting like this.
No. Yeah, I think, you see, here's my thought. My thought about these hashtag ghost whores is, what's a whore's all about? Getting paid, right? No. You ain't coming in here with that equipment, filming my ass, recording me, and not paying me. My pimp
still. I'll give you 100K. You talk right now. Bitch, give me the money. Okay.
Yeah, that's all she says. Leave the money on the dresser. Leave the money on the dresser. Did you wash your balls? So if you're interested in checking out the place, it's only $6 to get in. Seniors and military personnel can enjoy a discount. And this is the best part. If you want to take the kids to a hooker museum, kids are free. Just Ooh. Like at other whorehouses. I mean, museums. Yeah, I mean, you can't ask a kid to pay. He ain't got no job. All right, on to the important bit of news. 3D scanning haunted objects. All right, you know what a haunted object it is, right? Mm-hmm. You know what 3D scanning is, right? Mm-hmm. So apparently, the founders of the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal and Occult, that's a long-ass name, Greg Newkirk and Dana Matthews, started a project back in February. I'm like lifting my hand and pointing behind me like you can see me. Back in February, right behind me, last year, to do 3D scans of their haunted objects. So I mean, their idea here was to, so they can preserve, make copies of it. If anything happens to it, you know, they can have a backup, or so they can send that out instead of having send the original one so people can see what it looks, all kinds of stuff. The museum's goal is to share the paranormal and to, quote, Newkirk, to make people not so afraid of the paranormal, but willing to understand the paranormal. As it turns out, what sounds like a very simple project of just, you know, simply using a scanner on these items.
It'd be funny if you copied the ghost.
Oh, well.
Like, copied.
Oh, you'll see. Because what should be simple of, okay, put the thing there. Let me shoot it with the laser. Got it. Okay. Yay, we got it. Nope. There's been issues.
Uh-oh.
Paranormal kind of issues. The best way to describe the issues would be that these, not all the haunted items want to be scanned. Like, I said, get that fucking laser out of my fucking face. One specific item, they actually filmed it. There's actually a video, and we could check it out, too, where you could see the thing not letting itself be scanned. And that's, it's an African idol, like a small little statue, mm-hmm. that Newkirk and Matthews, they actually dubbed it the nickname Billy, who's also referred, you know, his Billy. Hey, it's Billy, the statue Billy. You know, his other name is also
Billy,
the idol. The idol of nightmares.
Okay, Billy. I'm going to call you Bill from now on.
Yeah, no disrespect. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, say it with your chest. We friends. We cool. Don't give me no nightmares. Well, little backstory on Billy. It's believed that he caused nightmares and other paranormal happenings. And happens, which stuff that includes like equipment malfunction and poltergeist activity. But this is before they even scan him. This is just mm-hmm. the stuff he's done before. The creepy thing about Billy is that he seems to be like friends now with the new owners, the guys that run the museum. Mm-hmm. They pals, they buddy. Well, I mean, they call him Billy. Reportedly, when he first got him, when he first acquired said statue, from where he was found tied up in a burlap sack under a home in Dayton, Ohio. Yeah, it sounds more like I'm describing a kidnap victim than an actual statue.
Billy, it's okay. You're safe now.
Thank you for finding me. I've been in this damn thing. They don't tie my ass up. You can call me Billy. My friends call me Billy. Everyone else knows me as the Isle of Nightmares. But we cool.
We want to be your friends.
Oh, my God. So, their EVP sessions, when they first got him, was guttural sounds, like screams, like, not the cough like I just caused myself to do. Jesus.
Maybe. But then, like, later, they were like, hey, oh, what's up, Mark? How are the kids?
Basically, because what they first got was sounds, and then eventually started getting full sentences, and that actually now, he actually refers to people by their names, and the motherfucker actually be telling jokes and shit. I don't know what kind of joke he's he like, why did the chicken cross the road? Cause Saint was you on the other side. Y'all don't find that funny? I find that shit funny. Billy seems to show actual signs of intelligence too, cause
Ed.
What?
I know a joke that he said.
What?
Three ghosts.
Stop moving. You're making so much noise. Everyone
three
can
ghosts
hear.
Here is walk into a bar. They walk out and their tequila bottle is missing.
I don't get it.
Because he takes stuff.
No, that's the ghost horse taking
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly. It's ghost horse.
Oh, he walks in with the ghost horse?
Three ghost horses walk into a bar.
I'm going to get
three
some of that.
Three walk out.
I'm going to get some of that spooky titty. No, sister. Right, spooky cock. Well, they say he is an intelligent being. He's actually appeared to the owner, Newkirk, in his dreams with messages, plans on how to make machines, how to talk to, like, the dead and shit. Upon further investigation, they found out his ass is an ancient artifact from Central Congo. Oh, Billy, you're so playful. So,
let me teach you how to speak to demons.
So now knowing about Billy, here's what Billy did. I gotta stop with the demon voice. It's gonna kill me. Well, when they tried to scan him, he actually created a barrier in front of him. Now, the scanner is picks up physical items. It picks up what's there. Mm-hmm. So somehow the scanner was picking up an invisible layer in front of him. Mm-hmm. In front of the small statue, specifically around his face. And in the video, which you guys, I'll put a link so you guys can check it out. It's not that long. In the video, you can see the barrier, and it actually looks like appearing right in front of his face. So they're on his side. You can see they're scanning the side. As soon as they get to the front of his face, it's like a barrier appears. And it's funny because being from the Congo, I said, the barrier is kind of shaped like an old school, like African, what people would call an African tribe, or like a shield. Yeah, like it's shaped like that right over his face, and the shield seems in the sheet right, you know, right on his face. It said that they tried for 30 hours to scan the son of a bitch with no success.
Not gonna happen.
Also, during other scans attempts, the equipment reacted strangely. Like at one point, they're pointing the scanner down at him, but the angle that's appearing on the screen is up at him, like if it's a whole other scanner. Like, so the equipment was going nuts. The angles are weird. It wasn't until they had an EVP session with, you know, good old Billy, that they were able finally to fully scan him. So, EVP, you know what the EVP session is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they do the EVP session, where they ask him a question. And one of his, one of the questions they ask is, you know, why won't you let me scan your face? His reaction, are you ready for this? His reaction, that's mine, fucker. Why can't we scan your face? Because it's my face, bitch.
Okay, then.
And then he proceeds to ask if the scan is actually going to hurt him. He even flat out says, I don't want to be scanned. The team actually then explains, and funny, you'll see in the video, as explaining to a child what they're doing. Newkirk, in fact, is even holding the statue like a baby. So they're sitting there, you know, he's holding the baby. Oh, no, we're not going to hurt you. And he even goes, he's like, we're not trying to replace you. You know, you're our friend. So anyway, 30 hours later, they finally get a full scan and they print out a small version of Billy. But Billy isn't the only thing that they're scanning. Another problem popped up when they began this project. Aside from equipment issues and Billy not letting himself get scanned.
Fuck you.
Yeah, other items reacted too, like, fuck you, no. No. Pay me.
Yeah, I'm a ghost
whore.
Pay me.
I'm a ghost whore. Pay me. Some objects actually went missing before they could scan them. Like, they're like, nah, fuck you. I'm done.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm a peace. Oh my God. It's funny. It's like the ghosts don't, or whatever is in the thing, don't want to be scanned. Another issue that came up during the printing. So they scanned one, mm-hmm. but it was when they were printing an object called the fetid mask. Upon attempting to 3D print the mask, the equipment not only failed, but it also caused the freaking printer to, like, melt. It destroyed the freaking printer. It's gotta be one ugly mask. I've seen the mask. It's not that scary or ugly, but I guess whatever's in it is like, nah.
No, it's like, fuck you.
He's like, there can only be one.
You can scan me, but you ain't gonna print me.
You can't copy this beauty. This is beautiful. This is only one. Go fuck yourself if you're trying to make another one. Oh, damn. Yeah, that rhymes. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, ghost rhyme.
Ghost words.
So, does the story and the issues end there? Not exactly.
Spiritually transmitted disease.
Yeah, well, I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if ghost cores can do that. We'll have to get A&E. Give us money. We'll go do ghost cores, and we'll let you people know. But do you think, like I said, do you think the issues end there?
No,
because here's the problem. The Traveling Museum is open to becoming, to having members and people support what they're doing. Mm-hmm. As a member, some people can receive a box of items, which can include some of the 3D prints of the shit they scanned, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the question stands, will these 3D prints carry with them traits from the original haunted object?
Oh, fuck no. You know what? You can have that back.
Right? And this is a quote. This is Matthew.
What if you get
now,
like, one of the most dangerous
ones? Well, it depends what they're doing. He's like,
and
you
it
don't
comes
wanna...
back and it fucking eats your soul.
Or you do an EVP session and it's not a full, like, the original one, hi, I'm Billy. And the second one's like, I am. like,
I'm Emmy.
Like, he's not all there because he's a copy. That's messed up, man. This is what Matthews had to say, the other member. We've got a membership tier which gives advisory board members a new 3D printed miniature of a haunted artifact we've scanned to the database each month, and it never fails. At least one of the prints starts to exhibit signs of paranormal activity. Members will email us and let us know that something strange is happening with their copy. Maybe it's possible that we've captured something more than just the image of the artifacts. Maybe we're actually capturing a bit of their essence. Bitch, you making ghost photocopies is what you're doing.
Ghost babies.
Ghost copies. Xerox.
I see why some of them didn't want to be copied. They'd be like, I'm a fucking killer bitch without even trying.
You said, I ain't even got to be there. He just going to send my doppelganger will do it. Now, check this out. Honey, that boss of yours done pissed me off for the last time. Take this haunted statue down to Kinko's and make a copy and mail that shit to his house. He going to get fucked up.
Dead next morning.
It's just that easy now, huh? Just go to Kinko's, copy that shit, and mail it.
Here, let me give you... Here you go. You know what? I hate you, but I'm going to give you this as a peace treat. It dies the next morning.
Teresa, that friend of yours that doesn't like me gave me a little ugly statue. I've been having nightmares ever since. Oh, my God. So the team continues to scan their items and deal with the supernatural cases and the issues that come with it. You know, the only issues that such 3D scanning can come up, because I don't think you're going to get that problem scanning regular people. Some of the items, now here's the thing, because like I said, this it's a museum, so they have other items that are haunted. Some of the items that I wonder if they'll be able to scan and send copies out are the Catskills Crone.
What?
It's a little statue. It's a doll that was found in like upstate New York, whose discoverers found to cause paranormal issues, including seeing what looked like an old, ugly crone lady completely naked and dripping with water, with eyes glowing like that of a cat.
You will never get that image out of your head.
Which, apparently, that's where the statue gets its name, because crone, an old crone, that's why they call it the Catskills Crone. So, if you make a copy of that, you're going to be sending around an ugly naked old lady to people's houses in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you might as well just sit in an ugly old man.
And she dripping wet. Don't forget. Oh, this God. Bitch done ruined my carpet.
Bitch! Get the fuck up!
Another thing I'm wondering if they're going to copy is the begging bowl. Now, a begging bowl is what...
Give me money.
Not really. But
give me food.
Kind of. What a begging bowl is, it's used by monks to give sacrifices to our spirits or to appease them. Mm-hmm. Usually you'll give them food, like you said, money sometimes, blood even, depending on the spirit you're dealing with. Well, apparently...
Nigga, you want my hand? I got you.
No, not your hand. You get someone else's hand. Well, if it's your hand, it's a bigger sacrifice. You want this ghost whore? I mean, regular whore's head? Now she can be a ghost whore.
Yeah, she's all yours.
Apparently, the one that they have... It's an original that belonged to a Chicago man whose grandfather...
A Chicago.
The family remembers the grandfather would actually keep giving stuff, putting in the bowl for keep family's good fortune so nothing would happen to them. He remembers afterwards the family was careful never to skip giving this thing meals, because if they did, they actually used to have like an angry entity and would cause shit in the house.
Okay.
Now...
This is what happens when you feed a dog too many treats every day. And no. you skip a day. Bitch, where are my treats?
Basically, where my treat, motherfucker? Now, they're going to copy and send this shit out to people's houses?
Help, there's a man in my house. Oh, she's next to me. Dead.
See, I've been a member for 4 months, and you done send me a goddamn statue that makes an old, ugly, naked lady fuck up my carpet. Now you got this other son of a bitch. I gotta feed this bastard?
911, what is your emergency? There's somebody in my house. Bitch, why you know? Give me the lasagna that you made. Ah!
Police. Who said that? The ghost. That's what I'm calling. Y'all don't got ghost police? I mean... Texas, Miss Hattie's got ghost whores. Y'all ain't got ghost police.
I'm surprised and ashamed.
And it's other one. This one's interesting, and I actually want to get more information on this thing. The Lowdery Conjuring Drum. Now, the Lowdery is the name of the family, and they were a prominent family that would practice voodoo in the Detroit area. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this drum belonged to them specifically, and it's a drum made to summon a Loa spirit, specifically one called Krim, also pronounced not criminal, but crime in all. And these drums are used basically to get him to come do stuff for you. But usually the drums are only used for a short while, and then usually they destroy them, because what happens if you don't destroy them? The drums start conjuring the freaking ghosts on their own.
Oh, shit.
So this one was found in the freaking river, wrapped in chains and all this and shit. Are you going to copy that and send that out?
Bitch, you should have just left that shit in the river.
They should make copies and, you know, sell it at Sam Ash and Guitar Center. Check out this haunted drum. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. The fuck is that knocking at my door?
Oh, my God.
So I'm making a song. I don't like the beat. Just said that.
Basically, yeah, he's like, that's not my song. No, see, you see the ghost appears. You're playing.
Why
like,
are you in such a big time rush?
That's bad. That's a bad joke. I was going to say, the ghost, you better play the right kind of music. You can't buy this drum, play hip hop, and this ghost is like, nah, man, I'm all about that jazz. You don't even know what to do with jazz. You want to tap and do jazz. That's like. No, because you know what? That sounds more like porno music. That's like, hi, I'm here to fix the cable. And then she starts taking her clothes off. Well, that's what they've got going on. That's what happens when you scan a haunted item. If you guys want to check out the museum at their official website, paramuseum.com, I'll put a link.
You know what else you could check out? Patreon.
You could check out these nuts.
Ligma.
Well, actually, they have a Patreon. If you want to support them and get some haunted copied shit sent to you.
Yeah, you want some voodoo drums? We got you.
Go to patreon.com/paramuseum. Like I said, I also put a link to the video. And while you're at Patreon, go on over to Off Page and support us if you like us. We like you like us. We'll like you in return. Yeah, do that.
Whoa!
Something just fell. Was that you? Just kicked my chair. Are we having ghost shit happen now? I didn't even join their Patreon, and I'm having shit happen.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And now, fucking in the episode, I got places to be.
What? Listen, this kid's losing his mind. I think I'm exposing him to too much paranormal stuff. I didn't say that. Listen, you want to see this kid alive? You better go to Patreon and join up. We only have two tiers. We're keeping it simple. Two tiers: $1 if you love us, $5 if you want to get involved. More. The more we go, the more we get.
The more I finally get fucking bait.
What?
I need money, okay. I don't got no money.
Anyway, guys, check us out. We love you. Keep it spooky.
And I also need to buy some Christmas presents for people. God damn it. All right. Well, bye.